Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster along with Ray Allen. Ray's producing and engineering the show. We are ready to go, and we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. Midweek edition, Wednesday the 13th of January 2016, week number two of the sixth year of our radio project here in town. There are links to our show on the home pages of the Tucson Sentinel.com, Inside Tucson Business, Green Valley News and Sahri Dasan, TucsonLifestyle.com, and Southern Arizona News Examiner, all links prominently displayed to our Buckmaster Show. We'll begin with a conversation with Lee Lambert. Mr. Lambert, Chancellor of Pima Community College, at 12:20 or so, a legislative update from State Senator Andrea D'Alessandro, who represents Arizona's 2nd Legislative District, and at 12:30, how to stay and keep well amid what some are calling, I'm calling it, the great cold outbreak of the winter of 2016. Our Facebook page under my name, Bill Buckmaster. You can also follow us now on Twitter at Buckmaster Show. We begin now with our interview series presented by Pima Community College, introducing our listeners to the talented and dedicated educators who call Pima's 6 community campuses home. Today we hear from the Chancellor, Lee Lambert, head of Pima Community College. Chancellor Lambert, how are you today?
I'm very good, Bill. Happy New Year's to you and all your listeners.
Well, same to you, sir. And I know you started the week off up in Phoenix listening to the State of the State address from Governor Ducey. Was there anything about community colleges in that address?
I'm very hopeful because the governor in his State of the State mentioned not only universities, but mentioned community colleges. And also, he talked about career technical education. Of course, you know, specifics were not outlined. So I'm hopeful that because that mentioning, look forward to seeing what the budget reveals on Friday and working with the governor and his team to really strengthen our efforts to help train and educate this community for today and for the future.
I know JTED, the Joint Tucson Technological Education District, is so important. It's important to Pima as well, isn't it, Chancellor?
It's hugely critical. Providing students with that early exposure to career technical education, providing them with those foundational pieces that become important to get them into a pipeline to go on to higher education or going directly in the workforce is critical, not only for that individual, their families, but for our community.
That was a nice op-ed piece today by Dr. Martha Gilliland, the former UA vice provost, talking about how important Pima Community College is to this community, and she was urging state lawmakers to eliminate something that has been, I guess it's been around since 1980. It's known as the expenditure limitation. What is that, Chancellor?
So the expenditure limitation law, in brief, was something that the voters passed back in the early 1980, and has become part of the Constitution of the state of Arizona. So the challenges associated with that go far beyond just the legislature. But in short, what it does is it benchmarks our ability to expend against local property tax revenue based on our enrollment levels.
So how does this impact the college?
So, again, just to keep it simple, yeah. I'll just use just easy math. So let's say the college collects local revenue in the amount of $100 million.
Uh-huh.
But based on its current student FTE count, it can only expend, say, $80 million. So the college still collects the $100 million in revenue, but it can't expend more than $80 million. So $20 million moves over to a different bracket, and certain exclusions apply so that are outside of the law that we could expend against that $20 million. But the majority of the funds are tied to that enrollment, and so we have to calibrate our the way the college is built and structured around that reality of that limitation.
We're speaking with the Chancellor of Pima Community College, Lee Lambert, and we'd love to get an update, if we could, from you, Chancellor. Of course, last March, the Higher Learning Commission took Pima Community College off of probation but kept the college on what they say on-notice status. Where are we right now in this process?
So, Bill, can I just go back just
sure.
One moment? So another important thing to understand about that expenditure limitation law, it was passed in 1980 before community colleges were asked to be a trainer of choice for high demand, high wage opportunities before the accelerated advances in technology. So as those things have grown, but at the same time, if you're going to train a nurse as an example, you can only train so many nurses because of the limitations associated with the classroom, clinicals, but that's much needed in the community. Unfortunately, because we can only train so many, but yet we only have access to so much revenue in terms of expending against it, it starts to put challenges in front of an organization like us to be able to drive more of those high-demand, high-wage type opportunities and programs. So I think the risk is far greater than the simplicity that I painted. So there needs to be, I think, a deeper conversation about this, but it's really got to be a deeper conversation with the voters and helping them to understand the significance of all this. So let me go to the HLC piece. Mm-hmm. So as you know, we were placed on notice, which is a positive thing. So it shows that, you know, we're really dealing with the challenges in front of us, and then moving off of probation to notice. But it also says, you know, things are still kind of, just coming into play, and we want to make sure that those things start to take root in the organization and have legs and so forth. So notice says that, you know, we're hopeful for you, but we got some things we got to watch to make sure they're happening. And so what's going to happen next based on that is that in July we have to submit a report back to the HLC that we've addressed the areas of concern that they had related to why we're on notice. And then in September, and it'll be the end of September, I just got a confirmation today that the dates will be at the end of September. They'll come back out for a focus visit, looking primarily at the areas that they've identified that they wanted to see that, you know, that growing strength and rootedness around some of the areas of the college.
But it looks much more encouraging.
Absolutely. I'm very hopeful. We're making tremendous progress. I just learned recently, you know, our faculty have really stepped up and moving along with the student learning outcomes. We're making good progress there. I'm hoping we can demonstrate to our peers that progress we've made is worthy of their confidence to lift the notice. And as well as other areas, we had to get some performance indicators in place, make sure our mission is clearly defined and articulated. The board has done that work. We needed to develop an HR action plan and start to show that we're following through with that. So all these pieces are falling into place rather nicely at this point. We still got some work to do, but I'm very hopeful for us and for the community.
Overall, how does it look for the college as we get here into 2016, Chancellor?
I think, as I said earlier, I'm very hopeful for the college. I think we're going to be well positioned coming up to that moment in time, and you know, hitting that benchmark date of July, and then again September, and then the committee meets in February of next year to make its decision related to Pima's accreditation standard. So you know, you have that piece, and of course we have this ongoing dynamic now around budgets because of our enrollments and some the zeroing out of our state budget. So we're going to have to deal with those challenges. We also have to deal with the challenges coming out of Washington, D.C. around financial aid regulations, gainful employment. And so we're not without challenges as we move forward into the future. But the good thing is challenges bring great opportunities. And then when you rise to the occasion, then you uplift your organization and to show that why, give you an opportunity, give the organization to show why we should be seen as one of the leading organizations in the country as a community college.
How are we doing on enrollment as we get here into the 2016 year?
So spring enrollment right now is lagging a little behind spring enrollment of last year. We're down under around 3%, 4% difference. That's consistent with the gap from the fall.
Do you think that has something to do with the economy, or what are some of your thoughts about why we're off a little bit?
So I think it's multifaceted. Certainly the economy, as people go back to work and have opportunities, that impacts community college enrollment. So what you're seeing happening at Pima is not unique, because community colleges typically are counter-cyclical in the sense of that. But I hate to see another recession happen so that enrollments can grow, right? Because that's not what you want to see happening. But I think it goes beyond that. I also think we're facing intense competition both from the for-profit sector and the online sector. So we're seeing more competition entering the Tucson market. University of Southern New Hampshire offering an online platform, a competency-based platform, advertising very aggressively in this market. So that competition means we got to be able to respond. Responsiveness means better customer service delivery, as well as making sure that the programs and service programs and courses we're offering are being responsive to what students want today into the future.
Well, getting back to that op-ed by Dr. Gilliland, I think we can all take pride and need to take pride in our community college here, because it is what Tucson is all about, because most of the people who are at the college live right here in Southern Arizona, correct?
That is correct. In fact, I want to thank Dr. Martha Gilliland for her support of Pima, and she's absolutely right. We see the world through the prism of how we articulate the world, and if we keep talking about the downsides of Pima, then that's what we're reinforcing at Pima, and that's what we want to see. But I can tell you, there's so much more good at Pima than what the community knows about, because that's not what's expressed enough publicly. So I think if we just reframe the conversation and start to talk about our strengths, I think we would start to see a more positive perception. Because in order to have a great community, you got to have a great community college, and you got to have a great university. And we have a great university, and we're mending the community college to be a great community college again. And just look at the communities across this nation, Seattle, Portland, Austin, they all have that combination of strong universities, strong community college systems, and Tucson deserves nothing less than the best, and that's why I'm here.
All right, Chancellor Lee Lambert, good luck to you in 2016.
Thank you.
Thank you for the conversation, sir.
You bet, Bill. Thank you.
Lee Lambert, at Chancellor at Pima Community College. You can find out more about Pima Community College. Visit their website, pima.edu. We'll get a legislative update from Andrea D'Alessandro, State Senator LD2, right after this break on Buckmaster.
In Southern Arizona, if you don't have termites yet, you will. Five Star Termite and Pest Control treats what the termites are after, your home. Don't treat the dirt, earth, ground, or soil. Foam the home. Call Five Star at 886-0045. Subterranean termites? Bad. Five Star Termite and Pest Control? Good. Soil treatments? Silly. Patented foaming treatment process? Smart. Homeowner who wants effective termite treatment? Contacts Five Star at 886-0045 and fivestartermite.com.
Local Tucson business, American Openings, is pleased to be a sponsor of Gospel Rescue Mission. They're on a mission to restore lives that are afflicted by homelessness, hopelessness, and addiction. Each day, the Gospel Rescue Mission in Tucson houses, feeds, and ministers to hundreds of men, women, and children. Gospel Rescue Mission, where homelessness ends and lives are restored. You can learn more at grmtucson.com. American Openings is proud to support Gospel Rescue Mission.
Pedestrian projects funded by the Regional Transportation Authority are now under construction at Treat Avenue and Broadway Boulevard and Craycroft Road in Fort Lowell Park. The crosswalk improvements provide added pedestrian safety. More than 37 high-intensity activated crosswalks have been funded by the RTA to date. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Dive into the culture section with the latest on the arts. Book reviews from Rebecca Guthrie. What movies are hot or not from Bob Garber. Eric Peters brings his unique point of view with his auto reviews. Check out where you could vacation regardless of the season. It is culture news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amori's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amori is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amori, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amori on the web at veroamori.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. We're on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We live stream the show on my website, buckmastershow.com, which kicks you over to the fine website of kvoi.com. So we get you live streamed so you can hear the program anywhere in the world. Let's welcome now on the live line at 790-2040, State Senator Andrea D'Alessandro, representing the Legislative District Number 2. Senator, how are you today?
I'm very well, Bill. Thank you.
I'm glad you had a great trip before you returned to Arizona for the State of the State. You went down to Tampa, Florida, where you are, I believe, officially the Women in Government State Representative for Arizona, correct?
Yes, Bill. I'm the State Director.
Yeah. What's that mean?
Well, to get the message of Women in Government, which is a wonderful organization, we had briefings on children's issues, on judicial reform issues, and they have both regional and national conferences with just the best speakers. I heard from an expert in vaccines from the Mayo Clinic, and John Zogby was there, the pollster. So it was just, you know, action-filled, and it's just one after another excellent speakers, and I love learning, and I love learning every day.
Well, we just had the chancellor of Pima Community College on the program. He's optimistic that lawmakers will restore funding to JTED, the Joint Technical Education District here in Tucson, which was really decimated last session. How is that looking?
Well, you know, I believe that there is bipartisan support, but more importantly, there is widespread support from the business community because they understand that it is crucial to the economic development of our state. And I do hope that the funding not only goes to JTED, but to Pima Community College.
Right. Yeah, because they basically... there was no money for Pima last year, and I wonder, we haven't seen the state budget, but hopefully there'll be some money for Pima and other community colleges. What are you hearing about that?
Well, I'm anxiously awaiting the release of the governor's budget on Friday morning, because he didn't specifically, he said career and technical education,
yeah.
But to me, that is in three different places. It's one, it's in a workforce development, like in one-stop places. It's also JTED, but it's also community college. So I'm hoping there'll be a three-pronged approach to that.
How'd you like the tone of the address?
Well, it was interesting. I don't view the Proposition 123 money as new money. I mean, it was money that was owed to the school districts. The legislature lost in the courts, and they should have been paying this all along. and it, for now and in the future. So I don't categorize it as new money.
Do you think there will be opposition to this?
Yes, there is opposition. You know, Bill, it's very difficult. Some of our friends made a deal. You know, the schools are desperate. I spend a lot of time in elementary schools and high schools. They are desperate for funding, and that's reflected by the shortage of teachers that we have, especially in the STEM areas and special education. And I remember Calvin Baker even wrote that he couldn't find a social studies teacher. So it's a dire situation. And our friends negotiated this deal because they felt it was the best that they could get under the circumstance. So I don't fault them for that. I wish there was more. I wish their funds had never been cut, and I wish that the legislature would listen and act to the people's wishes, because this was a voter. The inflation built in for K-12 funding was voter approved, and I really wish that on many issues the legislature would listen carefully to the voters.
What will be the big issue emerging from this session?
Well, I'm expecting the governor to be offering more corporate tax cuts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that concerns me, because tax cuts, the research has shown that the tax cuts in Arizona, the corporate tax cuts, have not promoted economic growth. You know that I'm a big fan of GrandCanyonInstitute.org, and they've done studies that show that it hasn't stimulated the economy, it hasn't generated jobs. All it does is reduce the revenue. And when you reduce the revenue, it's de facto, you're reducing the revenue that goes into schools, anything from K-12 to community college to university. When I talk to business people, whether it's the tire business owners from Nogales that I had as my guests on opening day, or even big business, they want a well-trained workforce. And to attract new businesses to Arizona, executives ask, you know, where can I send my kids to school? So if we don't, I think it's a better approach to support education than to have more ineffective corporate tax cuts.
Let's see if we can work a call in. Caller Matthew at 790-2040. Go ahead, Matthew. You're with Senator D'Alessandro.
Yeah, first, Senator D'Alessandro, I want to thank you for everything you're doing to help save Cherryville Post Office. I know you're one of you, along with Richard Fimbres, our city council person, are heavily involved in that. But getting back sort of to taxes, as you know, Pima County was swept about $25 million from last year's budget when the legislature redistributed how they accounted for certain funds. What does it look like with regards to the current budget? Are we going to see a more sweeping of funds, and what result being an increase in county property taxes? Thank you.
Well, Matthew, thank you for your call, and thank you for your comments on Cherry Bell. I will be introducing a Senate concurrent memorial this week to have Cherry Bell to restore to fully operational status, because both individuals and businesses have been negatively, you know, impacted by people can't believe it when I say all of our mail from Southern Arizona goes up to Phoenix only to come back down to Southern Arizona. So thank you for that. Last session, we saw a shift of sending money to the state government and sending more responsibilities to cities and counties. And I think it's disastrous, you know. So at the legislature, they're patting themselves on the back, saying, oh, we cut taxes. No, all they did was shift burdens and take away revenue. So I'm hoping that that will be reversed this year. I don't have a solid feel on it yet. I think that Many of the cities, towns, counties have contacted their legislators and said, this is not fair. This is not what we agreed to. So I'll be watching those issues very closely.
Well, we've got to get that Cherry Bell station, the post office. We've got to retain that. It is ridiculous. A city with a million people in the metropolitan area and all our mail, where does it go? Goes 100 miles up the road to Phoenix to get a postmark stamp. Phoenix then comes back to Tucson.
Ridiculous. Yeah, we've really worked collaboratively through, federal, me representing the state, county, and council member Fimbres. We've really worked, closely together. And eight of our nine Congress men and women in Arizona have signed on to ask the U.S. Postal Service for more detailed information. And, I never give up a fight, and I applaud them for that. We only have one holdout, and I have sent a second letter requesting his support. One of the Maricopa congressmen has not signed on yet. But we still have... Senator Flake has expressed some interest in helping us, but John McCain, who should really be one of the leaders in this effort, has not spoken out yet because the Postal Service, next to the Department of Defense, is the biggest employer of veterans. And also, in Southern Arizona, we have so many veterans tied up with the Veterans Hospital and for their medicine, and it delays that too. Wow. So that's one of our issues. Plus, we have so many more people voting by mail. I think it is not wise to have, for a big state like Arizona, to only have one mail processing center.
I agree completely, and I hope Senators McCain and Flake will get on board in a big way. We really need their support. Thank you so much, Senator.
You're welcome, Bill. Pleasure.
Andrea D'Alessandro with us on the Buckmaster Show, where we push now towards 12:32, our midweek edition. Jack Chalom coming up in a very opportune time. So many people have had this, what I call the great cold of the winter of 2016. Jack will have some really good advice for us. And 790-2040, if you've got questions about your particular cold or influenza, give us a call. We'll be right back.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Thursday for our quarterly Tucson International Airport Air Service Update. Also, we'll meet Joel Feynman. Mr. Feynman is running for Pima County Attorney. Buckmaster during the noon hour on Tucson's AM 1030, KVOI The Voice with Anywhere in the World, live streaming, podcasts, and our archive at buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's 12:36 in Tucson, Arizona. On this beautiful Wednesday afternoon, let's welcome now to the Buckmaster Show, Mr. Jack Challum. Jack is based here in Tucson. He's a personal nutrition coach, one of America's most trusted health writers. He's the author, publisher of The Nutrition Report, and Jack, the Nutrition Reporter newsletter, which is an independent newsletter that reports on vitamin, mineral, and food therapies, and it always contains a wealth of good nutrition-related material. Jack is the monthly nutrition contributor. He's one of two dozen contributors to the Buckmaster Show who appear at least once a month here on our program. Jack has authored more than 20 books, including The Inflammation Syndrome and his latest book titled No More Fatigue. Jack, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Sorry that you've been dealing with the infamous Tucson cold.
Yes, which has been dubbed, as I put it on Facebook yesterday, the great cold of 2015/2016. So now we're just kind of abbreviating it, the great cold of the Tucson winter 2016.
Yeah, this is the gift that keeps on giving and spreading and re-gifting.
Well, a couple of observations, and it's the first time I've had a cold in about 3 years. Elderberry extract, does it help prevent a cold or flu, or will it help if you do come down with it? If you take a little bit of it, perhaps it can avoid going into the chest, making a cough worse. At least that has been my experience, because I've been taking it every day during this period.
Yeah, it does help prevent it a little bit. You know, the word prevention in quotes, because you would actually need blood tests to determine if you have an actual infection. What it does do, and we know this definitely, is it reduces the symptoms.
Yes.
And, you know, with elderberry syrup, which I also take, and some of the other things that I'd like to recommend, they all work best in terms of prevention and then ramping up the dose on the first day of symptoms. By day two, your immune system is in overdrive, and it's that. It's the immune system more than the bug that is causing all of these uncomfortable symptoms.
Yeah, and there's also, and I should have written down the exact name of it, but I have been taking it during this period to prevent getting a cough so I could work on the radio every day. And that's basically, it's a natural form of a cough syrup, and it's sold at Whole Foods, and all, it should be available at pretty much all of the nutrition stores and town supplement stores, but it does work.
Yeah. I'm not, what you're referring to isn't really coming to mind.
Well, it's got a cherry, natural cherry flavor, and I should have written the name of it down before I left this morning, but I didn't.
Yeah. My favorite remedy for both prevention and symptom reduction is called N-acetylcysteine, and we have to blame these names on chemists. But again, most of the vitamin shops in town, natural grocers, Whole Foods, Sprouts, the people there will recognize it by the abbreviation, which is NAC. And I take it throughout the year. There was a study done in Italy a few years back on seniors that showed that people who took it twice a day over the cold and flu season had very few symptoms. And these people were actually blood tested to make sure they did have the flu. So it definitely works. It seems under the radar for so many people. But interestingly enough, NAC is stocked in every emergency room in the country.
Really?
Because it's also used for Tylenol overdose and for lung issues, severe lung congestion. And it's used conventionally and alternatively.
Well, I was surprised the extent of this just from my Facebook friends who have been complaining that, not only did they have the cold, but the duration seems to be an issue here with this cold season, where in the past, typically a cold, Jack Chalom, is your symptoms are pretty bad 3 to 7 days. But we've been getting reports of some people that still feel they don't feel well after 2 and even 3 weeks.
Yeah, and that almost sounds to me that it might be more flu-like than common cold-related, especially if there are aches and pains associated with that. Well, one of the things that happens when someone catches a bug is their immune system ramps up, and the immune system really draws heavily on the body's reserves of vitamin C. And very quickly, unless someone's taking vitamin C supplements, they actually become vitamin C deficient.
Huh.
And so this is one of the benefits of taking some vitamin C. It won't make a major difference in your symptoms, but it will help you stay on more of an even keel in terms of vitamin C levels. Now, the other big supplement that I really recommend, and I just keep in the house, and if I travel this time of year, I stick it in the suitcase, are zinc lozenges. And again, like NAC, they work best when you start taking them at the first sign of symptoms. If you wait till day two, it's going to be less effective. But zinc seems to inhibit the replication of viruses, and so that's another key thing. I've got kind of like my own wintertime formulary here.
Well, then there's always the good old standby chicken soup. And I think the liquid is what is the important component here. I like most Tucsonans, probably don't drink enough liquid when I'm feeling good. But when I'm not feeling good, I'll tell you, a huge thing of tea tastes so good, or a couple of bowls of soup at lunch. I think it's important to get that liquid in there, especially for the throat.
Yeah, chicken soup is very, very good. I think the liquid is important. With real homemade chicken soup, you're basically making the broth from bone, and the bone is the source of every mammal's immune cells. So we are basically dosing ourselves with immune cells. Now, there's just an interesting study published showing that miso soup also has some immune-enhancing benefits. And miso is made with a microorganism that also enhances immunity. And it works as long as you don't heat the soup to too high of a temperature.
and restaurants know enough to keep it under 120 degrees.
Huh.
And if you're making it at home, it's a must that you keep it under that amount. And again, a lot of the natural food stores in town, natural grocers, Whole Foods, even Trader Joe's carries packaged miso soup that you can mix with water and heat up. Just be very careful heating it up.
All right, Jack, we're going to take a break right here. We will keep you over for segment number four, and we do want to hear from folks, 790-2040. If you have a particular thing that you have done to help with a cold, I would love to hear from you, and so would Jack Chalom. 790-2040, let's hear from you on the live line. But right now, we take a break on Buckmaster. The Regional Transportation Authority is delivering on its promises with more than 660 completed transportation improvements, pedestrian and bicycle safety upgrades, new sidewalks and bike lanes, as well as roadway transit and traffic signal technology improvements are helping people and goods move across our region. The RTA and its member jurisdictions are working together to offer you more options. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, where we live stream at KVOI.com and BuckmasterShow.com. You know, there is so much to do in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. That's that southwest corner of New Mexico. Very pretty, only 3 hours from Tucson. You can hike along the Continental Divide Trail. You know, it's birding season. Birds from all over North America have been migrating, and they're not stupid. They spend the winter down here in New Mexico and Arizona, so you can go birding, you can fish at Lake Roberts, visit historic Pinos Altos, or check out the world-class collection of Mimbres pottery at Western New Mexico University in historic Silver City. Plenty of great places to stay, like Pinos Altos Cabins. Find out more at Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Visit southwestnewmexico.org. 790-2040 is our live line. If you've got some particular thing that you do that is helpful when you get sick, we'd love to hear from you. And Jack Chalom, our nutrition reporter, is with us on the live line. And our ace reporter, producer, engineer, Ray Allen, during the break said, ask Jack, and it's a good question, and I should have thought of it myself. What is the difference, Jack, between a cold and the flu?
Well, it's two different viruses, and the easy way to distinguish them is that the flu is usually a lot worse, and it's usually accompanied with a lot of pain, muscle and bone pain. That's kind of like the simplest way of distinguishing the two.
Yeah, I do want to mention the nutrition reporter, your cover story, pretty important stuff about all of us as we age. Jack Chalom, we want to keep our minds as sharp as humanly possible, and there are certain dietary habits and supplements that have found have been very helpful in perhaps warding off cognitive deficiency.
Yeah, Bill, you know, we're both in our 60s, and I imagine a lot of our listeners are. And, you know, we want to keep our brains sharp, and we want to stay functional as we get older. One of the new studies was done at Columbia University in New York City, and it focused on almost 700 men and women, average age 80 years. And what they found was that people who followed the Mediterranean diet, basically a lot of veggies, olive oil, maybe a little bit of wine, more fish and chicken than red meat, they had larger brain sizes. And the effect, according to the researchers, was similar to five fewer years of aging. So if you take someone who was 80 years old, they basically had a brain of a 75-year-old if they were closely following the Mediterranean diet.
And there's a particular supplement that that is basically kind of the equivalent of what is in the ingredient in red wine, correct?
Yeah, it's called resveratrol. R-E-S-V-E-R-A-T-R-O-L. And this was another study done at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. And the researchers gave subjects, starting at 500 milligrams a day and then increased it, so they were taking about 2 grams a day. I should point out that's pretty expensive, so I would probably stick with the lower dose. But that higher dose was equivalent to the resveratrol in 1,000 bottles of red wine. So it's much better just taking the resveratrol than trying to drink all that wine every day.
And you will not get drunk on that particular supplement.
Exactly. It contains absolutely no alcohol.
Yeah.
Anyway, they did blood work on these people, and they looked at one of the markers of Alzheimer's risk.
And the people who were taking resveratrol supplements had no change in this marker, which was good, this particular marker. The people taking placebos had a decrease in this marker, which showed a progression toward cognitive decline, which is really just kind of like a term for pre-Alzheimer's or in its worst form, Alzheimer's disease.
And vitamin D is also important, according to these studies.
Yeah. Thanks for mentioning this. This was another study done at Rutgers, and they found that people with low levels of vitamin D were more likely to have a faster decline in memory and brain function. Now, vitamin D is important for another reason, and we were talking about ways to prevent colds and flus. And even in sunny southern Arizona, most people are vitamin D deficient because they're not spending a lot of time outdoors. And so my general recommendation is 2,000 to 5,000 IU a day of vitamin D. And this really turns on the immune system. And what one of the researchers says, it makes the immune system work smarter. So on one hand, it'll protect your brain. On the other hand, it'll help protect you against colds and flus. And it's not just a coincidence that the rise in colds and flus occurs during the winter when daylight hours are shorter, because if we spend enough time in the sun, we'll make our own vitamin D.
What is the incubation period for a cold? Do you have any idea?
Typically 5 to 7 days. And so, you know, it's important to point out some just basic hygiene things people can do. And that is wash their hands frequently. And, you know, if you're touching things that other people touch, computer keyboards, telephones, doorknobs, it might not be a bad idea to wash your hands or at least wipe them with an alcohol swab. And if someone else who's got a cold or a flu comes over and touches your things, you know, it might be good to swab those things down, too, with a little bit of alcohol.
And there are, I believe, about 200 cold viruses out there. So traditionally, as you age, you have fewer colds. Isn't that kind of the thinking?
Yeah, that's the thinking. But you know, the viruses keep mutating. And so every year there are newer cold viruses, and they tend to hit people with weaker immune systems the hardest, and those tend to be small children and seniors.
And, you know, the flu shot, I took one this year, and I think even if people, it's not going to guarantee that you will not get influenza, but it could definitely decrease the severity of it.
Yeah, it could reduce your risk. If I want to make a confession, it's that I have chosen not to have a flu shot over the last 25 years. And I have not gotten a flu during this time. I did get flus back in the 1970s, which were not fun at all. Every couple of years, I might get a cold. And following the regimen I described earlier, basically I can beat down a 7-day cold to about 2.5 days.
Wow.
Of just kind of a mild nuisance, nothing terribly uncomfortable.
So you're still able to function?
Yeah.
Okay. Jack, thanks so much. And where can we get a hold of the Nutrition Reporter?
NutritionReporter.com. Lots of free issues there, free excerpts from some of my books, links to Amazon, and order forms for the newsletter if anyone wishes to subscribe.
Thank you very much, Jack. And we will see you in early February. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Jack Chalom, the Nutrition Reporter, appears every month on The Buckmaster Show. Coming up this afternoon, one thing we do very well here at KVOI, we believe in local talk. We've got a lot of local talk. We're here at noon during the week. Weekends, we're just lots of local talk. This afternoon, 4 to 5, Mike Shaw and Ray Allen, they put together their 4 Tucson show from 4 to 5. Then we do the morning thing. We do 2 hours with Chris and Joe, Wake Up Tucson, Christy Simone, then his guest hosts. And him come back, and they do 8 to 9. Then Sean McCluskey, 9 to 10, with his newest talk show here on KVOI. It's called The Talk of the Town. This show is called Buckmaster. For me, Bill Buckmaster, who wishes you, along with Ray Allen, a great afternoon and evening.